Well, we are ready to drop the puck. Game 5, best of 7, Provincial Senior Men's AAA semifinal. It's now a best of 3 between these two teams. They're tied 2-2 as this one gets underway for Game 5. The Eagles go back in their own zone. Down far corner for Bombers back. To the point for Walls. Nichols knocked his man Nealon down. Walls moves in. First shot was blocked. Second one flipped over top of Butler from a near impossible angle for the score. And Mark Bombersback gives the Innisfail Eagles a 1-0 lead here in Game 5.
Absolutely brilliant moves there from Bombersback to flip that one up over Butler, as you said, from the side of the net at an impossible angle. Beautiful play there, and the Eagles take the lead here. 12 seconds left in the penalty, so a great power play marker to open the scoring.
Baylor able to one-hand it to the line. Huxley keeps it in. Then Schultz and Cox come together on the near side boards. Justin Cox chipping at it. It's held in by Tegan Moore. Centering try. General set it up and score. Tying goal for the Bentley Generals comes in the final minute of period number 2.
Just 21 seconds left in the period, and some hard work going to the net. Some great work there from Ian Schultz as he barrels his way through that whole slot area to clear up the shot opportunity, and the Generals get one past Dan Dunn. They have tied this thing up here late in the second.
Peachy comes out the far side and is able to make a rink-wide pass to Johnson. He's into the offensive zone, 2-on-1, developing Johnson's pass in front, scores! Innisfail Eagles have taken the lead as after all of that damage and bodies flying in the far end of the ice, they swoop into the offensive zone and able to get it across for the go-ahead goal to Robinson was Johnson. Generals gain the line. And tangle up along the boards. It comes back to Rigby at the left point, across to the right for Hayes. Loads up the slap shot, then fakes it, gives it back across to Rigby. His shot scores! It was tipped in, and the Bentley Generals have tied the game 2-2 with 7:32 left to play in the third period. 1 second left. He'll send it all the way down the ice, and then takes a hit from Joe Vandermeer, and that'll draw a crowd as the buzzer goes. And Game 5, live from Lacombe here on 96.5 CKFM, will need overtime to decide a winner. Now the other way, Knopper with a breakaway pass. Mark Bombersback in alone on Butler. Scores! Mark Bombersback and the Innisfail Eagles are up 3-2 on the Bentley Generals. They win this one in Lacombe thanks to the overtime breakaway goal.
Absolutely incredible way to finish this one, Galen. They catch Bombersback behind the D. He gets in alone and buries his opportunity on the breakaway. 3:10 into the overtime period, and the Innisfail Eagles will go home with a chance to close out this series next weekend.